Hey, all over the Geek Freaks, I am Frank, and today I'm joined by Amber from Level.Games. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you doing, Frank?
Doing really good. Good to talk about gaming this morning, so of course it's going to be a good morning. Can you tell us about Level.Games?
So, in a nutshell, Level.Games is basically all about bringing studios and gamers closer together. So bringing you closer to your favorite games and making sure that the part you play as a gamer is recognized and rewarded.
I like that idea. Yeah, you build a relationship between the developer and the gamer.
Yeah, it's definitely more constructive. And I guess what we're trying to get out of it is allow developers and studios to really shape the development journey of a game even better than they might think the game needs themselves in order to progress. So the game is, I call gamers game changers. Obviously, I'm a gamer myself. Mm-hmm. And I know the impact that we can have on our favorite games. So it's all about bringing them closer and really letting them shine for the impact that they can have.
Mm-hmm. And what is your role over at Level.Games?
I'm the community manager. I am the people person. I wear many hats. So I deal with marketing, sales, PR. I go to events, handle LinkedIn, all sorts of things. So you really need to be a people-facing person to do the community manager job, which I would recommend to any gamer. I think there's a little bit of that in all of us.
Yeah, especially if you're a streamer or something like that, you already know how to turn it on and off. So that's perfect. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So I stream in my part time, so I'm quite used to talking to a community, managing, you know, how they feel about what I play, their reactions. So it is something that came like really naturally to me.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the questions and concerns that come from the developer side of this when they come up to you at these events or something like that? What are they asking you?
Basically, a year ago, we interviewed, I believe it was 37 indie studios. It was just a base questionnaire. We kind of wanted to find out the pinch points that they face in terms of making a game, because a lot of people can make beautiful games, but then it comes to selling it, and there can be several barriers and struggles, especially if you're a solo developer. A lot of the time, you're learning those new skills on the spot. So a lot of them found it very easy to use their marketing campaign tools to pay and get that community together. But the biggest issue that was found was retaining the community, keeping them happy and getting them there. They were getting these massive peaks in terms of engagement after these big marketing campaigns, and then they just lose those people straight after. Yeah. So for us, Level XP is, we're trying to solve that gap. And making sure, that studios are really keeping their community close and keeping those valued gamers that they've earned along the way.
It's a skill set that a developer doesn't think they probably need at first. They're worried about making sure that the game works, it looks fun, they enjoy playing it. And then all of a sudden it's like, by the way, now you're a marketer. And it's something that they're not familiar with. So you guys kind of are filling in for that. That's something that they might not even thought about.
Yeah, and a lot of the games, so we currently have about 4 to 5 studios already on board for the platform. A lot of these guys, they're new games, so it's a mixture of Web 2 and Web 3 games, because obviously, you know, the changing direction of gaming. So, you know, we consider both studios. But for us, a lot of the time, we do end up doing extra advisory work, supporting them in other means. I personally help out with community management side if they need a little bit of help. We just kind of try and do whatever we can because the platform is built to help pre and post launch game periods. So we're available to help any stage of the development plan. Our team's full of amazing devs, project managers, marketers. So we really have a lot of knowledge in the office to help people along the way. And we don't mind doing it. It's nice to see one of our studios grow. It's a really nice feeling.
What is the probably most common pitfall you're seeing across all these new developers?
So I would say the most common pitfall that we're seeing is there's a massive struggle to build a community. I think a lot of them, like I said, with solo developers, they're faced with all these social channels, marketing tools. And it's very easy to overthink what you need to post and really think, what do people want to see? When a lot of the time, they just kind of want to see what your game has to offer and a bit of your personality. You know, gamers, we really like those genuine, thoughtful interactions. We're not bothered that a super sales pitch, that's not what we're after. We just kind of right. want to see the people behind the game. And yeah, it's really easy to overthink that and think you need this super polished calendar for Twitter, Facebook, etc. And that's just really not the case. But it's a really difficult, I think, mind barrier to overcome.
Mm-hmm. With the shifting landscape in social media right now, do you find that the game companies are starting to lean into TikTok, something new?
Yeah, I would see. I mean, we all know how awesome TikTok is in terms of projecting games. I see a lot of games. I mean, I've found even just myself as a gamer, especially on my For You page, I've been discovering a lot more games, and it's nice to see those little snippets. You almost get like a try before you buy.
Right.
And just the discoverability is insane on TikTok.
It feels like a teaser to the teaser nowadays, isn't it?
It's
a little bit
like a bite-sized trailer. You know, the way we consume content is at another level now. Like, I think the average duration for a TikTok that performs well is about 8 to 9 seconds.
And yeah.
If your game is your baby, for example, I would find it difficult to fathom, making your content that small. You'd think there's so much to my game. How could I fit it in this 8 to 9 seconds? So, it's definitely a difficult one to wrap your head around, but I would strongly recommend any game to give TikTok a try. It does not have to be perfect. You just have to put yourself out there.
Yeah. Matter of fact, if it's imperfect, you almost find this level of honesty that people really enjoy and will attach to sometimes, which is really nice.
Yeah, exactly. And I think if you're able to make fun of yourself, It encourages others to jump on the joke, and it becomes a long running joke in the lore, I imagine, of games. And, you know, it's how those nice moments begin.
Yeah, it's the glue between the community when there's something that they all can kind of joke around about or bond over or call back to. That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
How can gamers get involved with Level.Games?
This is probably a really exciting update that, you know, isn't on our socials at the minute, but this week we're planning to open up to the gamers, and they'll be able to try their first missions and get their first rewards.
Wonderful.
Which is really exciting. And I mean, I'm super pumped for it.
When you're a gamer and you're jumping into the website, what are you expecting to see and how can you participate?
So when you're jumping into the gamer side of Level.Games, you'll, like most websites, you'll be met with like a registration page. So you get to put in your email, your password. We don't ask for any extra information. Mm-hmm. And then you get to set your nickname, kind of like your gamer tag. You can marry it up with your Xbox gamer tag, anything like that. Completely up to you. And then it's just a quick verification, and then you jump into the platform. So the first thing the gamer will see will be all of the studios that we have signed up. So This is the great thing about Level XP, is that all the studios involved sort of benefit from that joint visibility. Yeah. So as we have a mixture of studios in terms of size signed up, I think that's really nice to see. And then depending on which game they'll click, they'll go onto the missions page and they'll see all sorts of activities that they can get involved with. We've encouraged the studios to be as creative as they like with their page and really put the personality of their game in. So One of the games that we look after is called Fish and Pranks. So it's basically a fishing game that involves a lot of memeing, pranking, and basically everything in the game is influenced by meme culture, Vine. showing my age a bit there. but there's Vine in there, Which I'm happy to see.
Me too.
all of their missions are basically involved in suggesting new pranks. Who would you like to see? Is there anyone they've missed out in terms of character suggestions? And they have a lot of in-game rewards for the people that get involved in their missions, because in their game, it's quite difficult to get these items. So they're actually quite a nice reward to get in that sense. So that is the basically the gamer experience. They'll submit for a mission, and then the studio either approves or denies this. And then as soon as they're approved, they get an email and the rewards in their inventory just like that. So we've aimed to make it as seamless and automated as possible because it's an all-in-one platform. It has the analytics that studios can really delve into the details of what they're putting out there. So we've tried to keep it as simple and user-friendly as possible.
So for the meta side of things, there's also coins that they're collecting that are actually part of level.games. What are those used for?
For every mission, you'll earn level XP points. So the studio will basically assign a select amount of points that you'll get alongside the prizes for this mission. So the plan for level XP points initially is an analytical KPI. So basically, studios can see how many missions that gamer is getting involved with purely by charting the XP points of everyone getting involved. But later on down the line, we basically want level XP points to be an exchangeable currency. So we almost have like a storefront and they can swap it for keys, gaming equipment, that kind of thing.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah. So you get rewarded and you're helping out developers. It's a really win-win situation. Going over the acceptance process, you know, if you're a gamer trying to be accepted, does your clout matter at all? Because we've seen situations in the past where it's like, well, you don't have enough Twitter followers. So what is that relevant in this?
No, not at all. So we're open to talking to any kind of studio. Like I said, we have such a mixture joined already, which is awesome to see. It's a complete mix of sizes. And we're not bothered about followers. It's more whether you're interested in that engagement, because I think with level XP, you really get out as much as you put in, if that makes sense. So we really encourage people to be creative and really let their personality flow. Followers is not important to us. We just want to get to know your game and, you know, do what we can, really.
Yeah. The last thing I want to make sure to mention is on your guys' website, it talks about career boost, enhance your resume, and level up your gaming career. Can you talk about how this website can help with that?
So, especially for the gamer side of thing, along the roadmap for Level XP, we basically want to add almost like a certification side to it.
Nice.
So for people who are looking to get into the gaming industry, this could be quite an interesting platform for them. I mean, this is my first job in the gaming industry, and it's incredibly difficult and uphill to get in when it's your first role. And things like getting involved with gaming communities, game testing, that kind of thing can really give your resume quite a boost. And that's kind of what we want. And eventually, we'd love to see Level blossom into almost like a forum, all encompassing like gaming news, job boards, that kind of thing. So we really do have big plans for it to become quite the hub.
Yeah. What a needed site. I love that idea. This idea that, like, are you interested in the gaming industry? Become part of the community first. That's such a great idea. I hope this really blows up.
And for me, like, I hope that gamers that get involved, they get close to these studios, and you never know, one day they're so close to that studio that they can get a leg up and get a job. I mean, that would be amazing.
Right. And we have seen those success stories, but they're so far few in between. And this is a home where that can be, to begin to happen. I think that's wonderful. So we need to get everybody going to level.games. They're going to be registering right off the bat. And when this episode comes out, you guys can get involved day one. Thank you so much for joining me today, Amber. This has been fascinating.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time. It's been great talking.
We're going to be sharing all the links in the description, guys. And then also we're going to be streaming day one level.games. And we're going to be checking out the website on our stream. So you guys come and join us. We'll post some TikToks on it too, since we know we'll try to make them 8 seconds. Boy, that's hard to do. That's impossible.
You got this.
All right, guys. Thank you very much for joining us, and we'll see you next week. Bye.